Well, hello. So glad that you could be here today. Our circumstances continue to change, but God remains the same. What I want to do with you this morning is think with you about COVID-19 in light of Philippians 2. Because let's just admit right off the bat that all of this social distancing that we're doing is hard. It's a pain. The kids are home from school, we're working and parenting at the same time, you have to line up for groceries. You know, everything that we used to think was normal is not normal anymore. We are all making voluntary, at least for now, voluntary sacrifices in order to stop the spread of COVID-19. And let me say, that's good. We need to be doing that. And if you're not, then please do. Julie has really helped me to reframe my perspective, helped me to think from a medical point of view in order to realize, you know, the less we circulate, the less the virus circulates, the fewer people will actually catch it, and the fewer people who have the COVID-19, that means less people for the doctors to spread the resources out to help people. So, you know, it's so helpful for us to be able to limit our exposure to other people in order to slow down the spread of this virus. And what's more, thinking this way has actually helped me to shift my social perspective too, from what was really a self-centered kind of egocentric point of view to one that is much more other-centered. You know, I went into this whole thing thinking, well, you know, I'll be fine. I'm not at risk. I can risk it. I went from that perspective to realizing I need to limit myself in order to help other people who are at risk. COVID-19 is dangerous, and if me staying home means that I won't pick up the virus and then pass it on to another person who passes it on to another person who passes it on to a neighbor whose wife is having cancer treatments, well, I'm gonna stay home. We do need to be intentional about limiting our social contact. We do need to do a good job of washing our hands, and we do need to put up with these various inconveniences, not only for our own benefit, but also for the benefit of others. And if you know Philippians 2, then you know that this is where the real world and the Bible meet. You know, in Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4, Paul writes, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves." You know, a lot of people have this sense of, well, I'm the most important person in the world. Paul says, no, put that on hold and think of others as being more important than yourselves. Verse 4, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. That's really important. Each of you should not only look to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. When you limit yourself and stay in when you really want to go out, you're putting the interests of others before your own. When you embrace the closures instead of resenting them, you're putting the interests of others before your own. When you buy only one package of toilet paper rather than 12, you are putting the interests of others before your own. And Paul doesn't want us to neglect ourselves. He says very clearly, look to your own interests, but do it in a way that enables you to look out for the interests of others too. So when you self-isolate and social distance, you are doing a very biblical thing. And not only that, you're actually following in the footsteps of Jesus himself. Paul continues in Philippians 2. He goes on to say, you know, I'm not asking you to do this because it's a nice thing to do, but I'm telling you to do this because it's what Jesus has already done for you. Jesus was not selfish. He was not conceited. In humility, he made himself nothing, went to the cross to reconcile us back to God. He laid down his life for us. And Paul says, because he did that, you do the same. Let your attitude be the same as that of Christ Jesus. So let me wrap this up by saying this. When you make sacrifices for the benefit of others to stop the spread of COVID-19, then you are following in Jesus' footsteps and you are serving others. Keep it up. I know that many of you are staying in and limiting your social contact, and that's good. I know that many of you are making phone calls and cards and carefully preparing food and dropping it off on people's doorsteps. That's good too. If we can find a way to serve in a careful way, then that's great. Do it. If there's an opportunity to serve carefully, take it. Otherwise, serve people by staying home. And maybe what we've talked about here today can help to reframe this situation for you. Not, oh, I resent this because it is a pain, but I accept this because it's a way for me to help others the way that Jesus has already served me. Let me finish Philippians 2. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. But in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for serving us in this way. You have given us a magnificent example of what it means to make sacrifices for the benefit of others. Lord, I pray that as we walk this road with COVID-19, that you would help us to emulate you. We pray that you would help us to selflessly serve others and love them the way that you have loved us. And I pray that you would give us wisdom to know when to stay in and know when to extend a helping hand. Lord, we continue to pray for your healing work. We pray for you to step in and stop this virus altogether. Lord, in your sovereign goodness, would you deliver us through this time and give more and more people eyes to see you at work in the midst of it. Jesus, we anticipate the day when we will bow before you and say, you are good. And so we say to you today, Jesus, you are good. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, folks, thanks again for joining me today. Stay safe, trust God, and remember prayer and precaution, not panic.